Welcome to Betrayal Trauma Recovery, BTR.org. I'm Anne. I'm sure you remember what it was like when you were searching for help, maybe for your husband, hoping to find the right program or therapist. That's why I started podcasting. I supported my husband through 7 years of pornography addiction recovery, and not one therapist during that time told me I was experiencing emotional and psychological abuse and sexual coercion. I didn't want any other woman on the planet to be in the dark. If you're like me, one simple, anonymous way to help spread the word is to click follow or subscribe on your favorite podcasting app. While you're there, every 5-star rating also makes this podcast more visible and will help save other women from getting the wrong kind of help, like a couple program that'll make this type of abuse worse. If you've already purchased a copy of my book, Trauma Mama Husband Drama, please circle back and give it a 5-star rating. A lot of women are searching for books about betrayal trauma, and rating Trauma Mama will help them find this podcast, which is free to everyone. If you're like the majority of my listeners, you're experiencing the type of abuse that's invisible and difficult to wrap your head around. Your husband is using porn or having affairs or lying to you, and you're getting the same bad advice about how to improve communication or your relationship. If you need real support, check out our daily group session schedule at btr.org. We'd love to see you in a session today.
I just wanted to mention that I've been reading Boundaries by Dr. Henry Cloud and Dr. John Townsend, and I really like it. They do mention that spanking is okay, which I totally disagree with. And their interpretation of Luke 18, I think, is off. But there was one part that really helped me, and it's on page 140, and it's titled, Forgive the Aggressor. It says, nothing clarifies boundaries more than forgiveness. To forgive someone means to let him off the hook or to cancel the debt he owes you. When you refuse to forgive someone, you still want something from that person. It keeps you tied to him forever. Refusing to forgive a family member is one of the main reasons people are stuck for years, unable to separate from their dysfunctional families. They still want something from them. It is much better to receive grace from God, who has something to give, and to forgive those who have no money to pay their debt with. This ends your suffering, because it ends the wish for repayment that is never forthcoming, and that makes your heart sick because there's no hope. If you do not forgive, you are demanding something your offender does not choose to give, even if it is only a confession of what he did. This ties him to you and ruins boundaries. Let the dysfunctional family you came from go. Cut it loose, and you will be free. The reason I think this is so interesting is because with a lot of clergy, there's tons of talk about forgiveness, and they think that that's going to keep families together. But in this book, it's suggesting that forgiveness is a really important step in learning to set boundaries. So once you think, okay, this person is not capable of giving me what I need, I'm going to forgive them and wipe the slate clean and not expect anything else from them. Then it enables you to set a boundary and say, okay, well, if I'm not going to expect anything else from him that he's not capable of giving or he's not choosing to give, then I don't really want to talk to him anymore, or then I need to separate from him, or whatever it is. So I just think this is an interesting way to think about forgiveness. So if clergy calls you in and you're talking to them and they say, this is an issue of forgiveness, you could bring this up and say, true forgiveness means that I've wiped the slate clean and I don't think he owes me anything. And so I'm going to now set a boundary that says, hey, I'm letting you go. You don't owe me anything. I wish you luck in your choices. I wish you luck in your life. Goodbye. And I will freely forgive you now that I can set these boundaries to be safe from you. I'm just mulling it over in my head. I'm not 100% sure about it yet. If you guys own a copy of Boundaries, you can look at that section on page 140 and 141. If you want a copy, go to our website, btr.org/books, and that will send you to Amazon and you can purchase it that way. I'd love to know your thoughts about it. Please comment on this post and let me know.
If this podcast was helpful to you, please help us reach other women by pushing that follow or subscribe button and giving us a 5-star rating. Thank you for helping get the word out. Your donations keep this podcast going. Go to our website, btr.org, scroll to the bottom, click on Support the BTR Podcast. And until next week, stay safe out there.